Hello and welcome to another edition of Appy Mondays. You join us, however, on a very historic day because it's no longer called Appy Mondays. It's now called App Hack Monday. Same show, same ridiculously oversized microphone, same idiot behind said microphone, same content, just a different name. App Hack Monday. And on today's App Hack Monday, we're going to be looking at universal applications in JavaScript. We're going to go and take an application, build it in Windows 8.1, Windows Phone 8.1, and then see if we can port the same code over to Firefox OS. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be speaking to Mike Talty, and we're going to be taking a look at C# and universal applications. But until then, let's stick with JavaScript and let's get coding. So we're going to have a look at universal apps. So we're going to go into Visual Studio. And we're going to start a new project. So we'll just go File, New Project. Now you'll see there's universal apps in JavaScript and also in C#. But we're going to be today concentrating on the JavaScript aspect of it. So here you go, universal blank app for Windows Store Visual C#. But I will do it in JavaScript Store Apps. Universal app, we'll just go for a blank application. And we'll call this Flickr, because I'm using a demo. This is three projects to produce two applications. The shared project is like kind of a linked file system. So anything that you put in the shared folder is going to be shared across these two files, which is pretty nice. What you'll notice, though, is that inside this JS, we have a default.js file, but we don't have the default HTML file. If you look in here, we have a default HTML file and a default HTML file here. Now, the reason that default.html appears in both of these places is apparently because these folders here, these script references, the phone WinJS, is slightly different from the Windows JS. So if we look on the default of the Windows JS one here, we have WinJS, which is the Windows 8 version of WinJS. So WinJS is the UI framework for Windows 8 applications. It's been there for a couple of years in Windows 8. And it gives us things like controls. It enables us to have a promises library for JavaScript. It gives us things like scheduling of promises and scheduling of asynchronous tasks, negation stack as well. So it's pretty important for building Windows 8 style applications. There's also a CSS style sheet, which kind of provides you with all of the look and feel of a Windows 8 application in CSS. At the moment, the phone and Windows WinJS is different. I am told, reliably informed, that this will change, that they will become a single package. But I think just because of timescales, they were unable to do that, and they do have this separation. So that's the reason why default.html isn't inside here, so that they can make these references to these different libraries and slightly different CSS files. That's important. Now, of course, you don't have to do that. If you're not using WinJS, if you're just using your own vanilla kind of way of developing applications in HTML and JavaScript, you don't necessarily need to do that. You could put everything you want in the shared folder. I think it's just WinJS which is encouraging you to do this. So let's take a look at what default.js. This is shared, the shared file. It's interesting, if we look down here, we've got, if you've ever seen a Windows 8.1 application before, this will, a Windows 8 application, this will seem really obvious to you. But we instantiate an app using winjs.application. We then have an activation, the activation system, which is from Windows. So this is important because this line here is Windows specific. And later on in this, I'm going to try and port this application through to Firefox OS. And this is going to give us some problems because this is a Windows specific thing. Whereas WinJS is now open source and potentially cross-platform, although there's some limitations to that cross-platformness at the moment. because of browser compatibility. But theoretically, WinJS can go anywhere. Windows, that's specific to Windows. So this activation piece will cause us some problems later, and we'll look at that. But everything else, app.unactivated, well, that's come from WinJS ultimately, so that's fine. If arguments kind of activation is type of launch, then do this. This is the area which we're going to have to look at or remove. We're going to not be able to look into the activation things. Or if we were doing this in a real application, we would abstract this so that it would be different for Firefox, different for Windows, and different for other platforms that we ported this to. And of course, this is HTML that we're using here to build this native application. So in Windows, you know, we have a native JavaScript runtime. On Firefox, they have a native JavaScript runtime. If you wanted to port it to other platforms, you could use things like Cordova, which are going to be wrapping up your JavaScript and making it feel like a native application. But be warned that you're using a third-party wrapper rather than you know, the specific stuff which comes from the vendor, from Apple or from Google. So all of this stuff is all this stuff is shared. This particular JS file is shared. So anything I write in this JS file is going to be shared across my entire application, which is pretty cool. So what I'm going to change this, and this time I'm going to spell Flickr right. So I'm going to choose a store app, universal application, and I'll just choose a navigation one, and we'll say Flickr. Okay. And we won't bother about stuff this time. Now, you'll see we have the default HTML pages, and again, they're different, but they point to, if we look here, they point to pages, home, home.html. And if you look inside of here, in the Windows 8.1 application, we only have home.css. And in this one, we have home.css as well. So what they've done here is that the shared package contains the actual home.html and the JS. And what they've done is they've linked up the CSS in the shared package, but it actually exists in the individual packages. So home.css is different on these different applications. Now, I don't know if that's a particularly good way to do this, because my view would be it would probably be better, because what they're doing with this home CSS, by the way, is, well, they're making a margin left 120 pixels so that on a Windows 8.1 application, it's going to go in by 120 pixels. Now, my view is, well, that would be better served in a media query. So if the screen view is, you know, a desktop size, then add this 120. Else, if it's a mobile view, then do some of these use some of these rules which they've put into the phone. But that's the way that they do it by default. You don't have to do it like this. You could move home.css into here, and then make it more, I don't know, adaptable, responsive, and that's the thing I think would be the best route here. So the benefit of this way working rather than is that we now have our default.html, which is using the navigation system of WinJS to go and punt me over to the correct folder. So if I go into pages inside of, so we're going to have a look at default here, no, default.js. You'll just see some information about here. Process all, and then nav.navigate, nav location, app navigator, home, nav state. So what it's doing is, this is the piece which is actually punting us over to, using navigation, it's pushing us over to the correct page, to the home page. And that's what gets wired up in default HTML in this little section here. You have a div content host. It's an application page control navigator. That's the type of control it is. And then these are the options that we pass to the control. If you've not seen this before in WinJS, this is this kind of declaration is how we change this div into an actual control. So we use the data hyphen aspect of HTML5. This is the standards way to do add additional properties to elements in HTML5 using data hyphen. So data hyphen win control is the type of control it is, and then data hyphen win options is the options. Effectively, what the WinJS does is it looks for all of the divs on the page. If it finds any with a data win control property, it then instantiates this control, and it uses these options to instantiate. And so it's instantiating a navigation control fundamentally, and it's instantiating saying that this is going to be the home page. So basically, when you start your application up in, say, on local machine, you get to this page, navigation template. Well, that page is pages.home.home.html. So if we go into that and have a look, pages.home.home.html, you'll see there's that span navigation template. And then there's a section which says content goes here. So fundamentally, once you're using this kind of template, it goes in that default HTML, and then it punts you over to this home.html. And because this is shared, it's easier to work with, and we can work with this content in one single place. Now, you'll notice when I said start on local machine there, it started up a Windows 8 application. And the reason it started up a Windows 8 application there is because here we've got Windows 8.1 is being selected, and it's been right-clicked, and we've set it a startup project. If I went down to phone 8.1, right-clicked it and said startup project, and then click start, you can choose a number of different phone emulators, but we'll just use the lowest memory version. We click start. Take a little bit of time because the emulator takes a little moment to load. So what we'll see is that we should load this up, and our application will install. It's installing some missing frameworks. It's copying files. It's registering the application. Deployment's complete. My application started. And then I've got a content navigation. And, you know, it's a WinJS application. I'm able to navigate it, you know, inspect all the elements, as you'd expect to be able to do with a HTML application. I'm able to debug it, step through it. You know, I'm using a Surface here, so I can actually, you know, touch and interact with this document, with this phone application, as if it's a real phone as well, which is quite a nice little feature. Even if I don't have a device specifically, I can still do that, which is quite cool. Flickr.Windows Phone. Okay. So at the moment, it's a really basic, plain application, but it runs fundamentally using the same code across Windows Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8.1. It's using the same library, WinJS, and you're able to access all of the same features using the Windows functionality or the Windows library or WinRT API. So you're able to, you know, do everything that you were able to do in a Windows 8 application using JavaScript. So everything you can do in, everything you can do in C#, you can do in JavaScript. And fundamentally, everything you can do on Windows 8, you can do on Windows Phone. There are a few things, apparently. I've not really looked into this, but there are a few things that are on Windows Phone, like SMS, which are only on Windows Phone, and they're not available to Windows 8. So I've been told that the parity of the API is, you know, greater than 90%, but there are still some or a very few number of APIs that are only available to phone. And I believe potentially a few APIs that are only available to Windows 8, but they are APIs that would make sense to not be on either of those two platforms because, you know, Windows 8 doesn't have a SIM card, so there's no one doesn't have the capability to send SMS, so it would be no point providing you with APIs. So the convergence is very, very strong. You'll be able to build JavaScript and build one application and then put across to two platforms. But because we're using JavaScript, we should probably be able to put this through to three platforms. And that's my opinion, at least, is that it should be possible to try and create a JavaScript application which goes across platforms, even using WinJS, because WinJS is now open source. And so you can just download WinJS, you can compile the JavaScript, and you can then use that in any application. So let's just try, let's go to here, and we'll just try, can't remember what it's called, try WinJS. Ooh. Try WinJS. So here's the website for WinJS. And it shows you all of the different things that you can do. So it will show you like how to create a list view, how to reorder items with that list view. So WinJS is this UI framework for Windows, and it shows you know how it works. What you'll be noticing is I'm using this in a browser, and you know the list view is working correctly. I'm able to do reorder of items with a mouse or with can I do it with this? Yeah, with my finger as well. Be able to select items. It's a very very complex list view. There's things like semantic view, flip view, animations, app bar, nav bar, flyout, tooltips. And it all looks amazing because now it's open source, it's on GitHub, anyone can contribute to it. The big caveat, though, is an awful lot of these tools do not yet work in other browsers. And that's because for two reasons. One is just because it's going to take a long time to port some of this stuff to other browsers and to get around all of the bugs. Making JavaScript and HTML cross-platform is, of course, pretty hard. And it was never the original intention of WinJS. It was only ever going to be on Windows. But now, you know, there'll be the work sort of undergoing and on its way to make this work across all major platforms. The view is they want it working on Android, they want it working on iOS. Web views, they're clearly going to try and get it working in every browser so people could potentially use this on the web as well. What they've done, I think, which is really nice, is under all of the different things, you will see key known issues, and it points to a GitHub issue where it says, look, this does not work, reordering causes hover rectangle to get animated in Firefox. So they've tested it pretty pretty extensively in these other browsers, and yes, they've not fixed them all, but they have roadmaps to fix some of these things, and there's other problems. Like the second big issue is that some of the CSS which we used to make it feel more like an application rather than a website, we had to add some proprietary CSS features. Now, these CSS features, like CSS Grid, although it's a proposed standard, is not yet taken up by anyone. I think Chrome might have it in their browser, or an experiment version of it in the browser, but no one's yet got it in their full release browsers. So for some of these features, like cell spanning, to work, other browser vendors are going to be able to have to implement those standards as well. So or we're going to have to kind of work around that and figure out a way to make it work in those browsers in a different mechanism, using a different mechanism. So the challenge I had when I was trying to think about what sort of demo to put together was, well, trying to find some of the controls that work. Now, the controls aren't so great in terms of their cross-platform at the moment, but it is open source. Anyone can commit to it. You could improve it yourself if you wanted to. But things like XHR, things like promises, and things like navigation do seem to work pretty well. The fragments, the page controls, pretty well across platforms, because that's just JavaScript. That's less to do with UI, less to do with CSS, where some of the compatibility issues come in. So, the first thing we can do is get the navigation working in sort of something like Firefox OS. And then what I thought we could do is we'll use the Flickr, the old-fashioned Mike Talty Flickr demo, which is served as well, which goes and gets a bunch of images from Flickr, and we'll just put that onto a very simple list view, and we'll attach that. So we get a list view working, we get control navigation working, and we get it running on Windows Phone and Firefox OS. And that kind of just shows you that universal applications potentially have the potential to take JavaScript a lot further. And that's only a good thing, right? So we want to try and look at this WinJS. So we're going to need to download it. It's over on GitHub. So I can clone this. So if I open up PowerShell, and I'll just change directory. What am I doing? And I will cd to git, and then clone git clone WinJS. It's going to then pull down all of my WinJS files. Cool. And then I'll just cd into that. So I'm now in the WinJS file. And then there's some instructions on how to build it. So it's using Node here. So npm install g grunt. So it uses grunt to build the application. Npm install, do all of, go and get all of the required libraries and stuff. Whoa. Okay, when all this is done, then we'll just run grunt, and grunt will kick up and start doing a build process. But if I type grunt now, it will do a build process. It's going to go through all the build, the grunt tasks. It's quite a lot. I think it even does unit testing here. Does a few replaces, quite a lot of replaces and changes. Done without errors. And now, if I just navigate over to WinJS, you'll see, and I guess in the bin folder, we have a phone version of WinJS and a Microsoft WinJS 2.1. All of the tests as well there. So this is CSS files and the JS files for WinJS. They've been downloaded from GitHub and installed and compiled to the latest release, and I can use that in my application. I've already actually done that on another, in another area or another project. So if I just go back to Visual Studio, and what I'm going to do is, if I go to my desktop folder here, I think it's called Firefox, I'm going to add that as an existing project to my solution here. So add existing project. I'm going to Firefox, open up that project. Okay, and it's just going to add in a little project. Now, all it really, really contains is an app manifest. I've just called it Firefox Meet WinJS. Might call it Flickr, actually, just to keep it in line. Its launch path is index.html, and it has three icons, and they're all the same, actually, pointing to the same thing. It's got some XHR permission in there. It's got my name and developer name. It's got some defaults, which I've not changed, for some locales. So that's the Firefox OS kind of manifest. It points to index.html. You'll notice index.html looks very much like, well, it's identical practically to default.html. It wires up WinJS. It wires up some other libraries that I'm going to be using. And then we have a pages folder called, which has got home.js and shared. So we look at, and I mentioned this earlier, is that we've got app.application, but I've removed that reference to Windows. For the moment, it's fine. You don't necessarily need it for the purposes of this demo. The Windows.activation piece that was, is there, is useful for something else, but for the purpose of this, it's fine. We won't worry about application lifecycle just yet. So all I'm doing is taking things like this, the home page, and I'm just copying it over the top. Yes. Oh, that's not what I meant to do, is it? Okay. Home, these things, and copying over the top. And then if I start my Firefox OS application, there's a few different ways you could start this Firefox OS application. You could right-click it, and you could view it in a browser, view it in Internet Explorer, because fundamentally this is just Firefox OS. It's just going to work in, and it's, you know, we're just now at the point we're just testing it in a browser. We can take this, take it into an Explorer. We can go and test it into Firefox as well. So let's try Firefox. Firefox. Oh. And there we go. We've got the navigation template working in Firefox, which is okay. Now, what I'd like to do is add this to an emulator, a Firefox OS emulator. Well, to do this inside of, I think it's Firefox 27. I think we're on Firefox 29 as of last week. We can say about app-manager. Type that into the URL, and you get to this page, which shows you devices and your apps. I don't actually have a Firefox OS device. But if I start this simulator here, I do have a Surface device, so I can get touch working because I'm on my Surface debugging this. I'm going to remove that application because that's something which I was testing earlier. And here you go, you can see my my device. My emulator, at least. So what I want to do is get that application which was on my machine in here. Now, I did have, you'll notice, a app manifest for the Firefox OS. So if I just right-click here, open in file in folder, actually, and I do, boom, cut this, and what I'll do is take that into there and add a packaged application. Pop it over to there and say select folder. It goes and finds the manifest, puts it there for me, and then I can just start simulator, Firefox OS 1.3, and it's going to install that application for me. What I find is actually very flaky about whether it ever seems to install it. If I click update here, you'll see installing WinJS application, install complete, and then it shows up. So, and I often find this, that you can make updates to the files, you can press update, it doesn't actually work. I found uninstalling it and then doing that process again often makes sure that you're using the latest version, or pressing debug seems to kick in, make it kick in a little bit and do the updates. But yeah, do check that. If something's not working, you're like, why? I'm sure I made that change. Do check that it actually definitely updated the application because it is a little flaky. But there we go. Navigation template content goes here. We've got our application running on the Firefox OS simulator. So that's WinJS working using using a very basic the navigation aspect of WinJS. But that is an important part of WinJS, although we've not used the UI controls now. So we're just going to put a UI control on the screen on across all of our applications and see if we can get it working. Okay. Okay, now we want to go away and get some photographs from Flickr. So I've added this Flickr search library, which Mike Tolte wrote in JavaScript, and I've added it to the shared folder inside of the JS folder inside of the shared project. It has an API key. It makes calls to Flickr. And it's interesting because it uses XHR from WinJS. It uses promises, and that's the promise library from WinJS. So what it does is it goes to Flickr, it gets the images, the photos, and then it wraps them up in an object tree, and then we can then bind that directly to a list view. So the JS, the JavaScript file, is in the shared folder, but to include this in my project, I need to add it to the base default HTML page because I want this to be globally available. You'll note actually on the Flickr library at the very bottom, what it does is it uses the WinJS namespace define called Flickr Search Library. And this creates a global object on the window object of JavaScript so that it's accessible anywhere. So if I call Flickr Search Library from anywhere in my application, this is going to be like a global constant effectively. And I can call that and then call one of its properties like search async, and it's going to do my my search. So I need to instantiate this somewhere, and the best place is probably on the front page of the default HTML, because this is a single page application. This is always going to be open, and everything else, all the other pages are nested inside this default HTML. So the default HTML, as I mentioned earlier, there's two of them. There's one in each project for the universal application. So I'm going to add it here. And I reference JS Flickr search library, even though there's no JS folder in this project. But because it's in the shared project, when these compile, there will be. And then inside of default HTML here on the Windows 8 application, I've done the exact same thing. So I've linking to this library, which is shared. And the only thing which is not shared between these two projects is obviously the this default HTML. Okay, so that's for the different stuff. Now I'm going to go back to the shared folder, and we're going to go to home. Now the home page, all I've done is I've right-clicked on this, added a new item, and chose a page control. This creates some boilerplate for us, and all of this boilerplate was created by that. And all I've added is in the ready section is I've called this function called search flickr and passed over a variable. That function exists just below. Function search flickr, pass over a search term. And what I do here is I set up a new promise and I call up the flickr search library, flickr search, search async, and I pass over the search term. When this promise is done, because this library returns a promise, I can then just say .done. And when it's done, or effectively when it's gone and got the information from Flickr, what I can do is take those results and I can set up a variable called binding list. I can create a new WinJS binding list, pass the results to it, and then bind that binding list to my list view control. And I just put the binding list data list control. Now the list view control, that exists on home to HTML. So down here we have a list view. It is just a div, but we've added this property to make it a WinJS UI list view control. We've passed in some properties, some options, sorry, and one of those options is to use a template called my template. This template sits above here. So here we are. And this template just has an image and we have some text. And what it's going to do is for every object which is bound to the list view, it's going to create one of these items. And we're going to just basically display an image. Now, it's got all wrapped inside of this item container. So I can you know, quite easily style this and do some CSS on this to make you know, some square boxes which in which I'm going to put these images. So if I go to the home.css, which is the CSS control which controls this whole page, you'll see I've got an item container for 150 pixels by 150 pixels. That's pretty much all I do. And also on the list view, I've put a left margin of 120 pixels. So on the desktop version, it's going to have a margin of 120 pixels. I've then added a media query. And this says, if the screen is less than 1080 pixels, then apply some of these CSS properties. So all I've done is I've changed the item container, so the thing which holds the image, to 75 pixels, so reduce the size of the image slightly. And also I've removed or reduced the margin on the left-hand side from 120 pixels to 10 pixels. And so you should be able to see what that looks like if I right-click here, click on Startup Project for Windows 8.1, and run that on my machine. With some luck, I'm going to go to Flickr, get the images, it's going to take each image, and then it's going to use that template to produce each image. And I can look at each of those images there. It's got Flickr on it. It's all lovely. And you'll see 120 pixels margin there. Now if I stop that, and I'll go into Solution Explorer, right-click on Phone, Set as Startup Project, and run this. You'll see the margin has been reduced. And now I've got lovely images, and they're slightly smaller. They're 75 pixels now. So that's running on Windows Phone. So I've got Windows Phone, Windows 8 working well. So then what I've done is I've manually copied those changes over to the Firefox OS project. And these, the home HTML and home JS, have all been copied over. I've got my JS folder with search library, and then index.html here contains the Flickr library. So it's wired up in an identical way. These files, these three files, are identical across all of the platform. So now if I go into Firefox, I'll start the simulator, Firefox OS. Click on update. Have a look at the simulator. Click on here. And there we go. Flickr. And there's my images. And you'll note that all of that's been done with WinJS promises, WinJS XHR. It's using a WinJS list view, WinJS navigation. So we've effectively taken WinJS, we've put it across three platforms. The Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone 8.1 share a lot of projects, and that's wired up automatically by Visual Studio. And then I've manually copied some files over to the Firefox OS project. But fundamentally, I'm sharing a ton of code across all of these three code bases and getting a very, very similar result in all three operating systems.
So that's it for another edition of Appy Monday, App Hack Monday. Please join us next week when we'll be looking at design and how developers can use a few tips and tricks to produce better looking applications. So until then, happy coding. I can't really get used to saying App Hack Monday yet. App Hack Monday, App Hack Monday, App Hack Monday, App Hack Monday.